So, what are you watching at the moment?
Squid Game, Dad.
Let's watch it together this weekend.
That'd be nice. What's it on again?
Netflix. You've got EETV, so you just switch it on.
What season are we up to?
Four.
That's Stranger Things, Mum.
And what about the kids?
Don't worry, they'll watch Cocomelon for the 100th time.
Switch on Netflix with EETV. Plus, change up sports and entertainment. It's TV with the ultimate flex for the whole family.
EETV requires EE broadband. Separate 24-month contracts for TV and broadband. Content may vary, terms apply.
DC High Volume. Batman. The Dark Knight's definitive DC comic stories. Adapted directly for audio for the very first time.
Fear. I have to make them afraid.
He's got a motorcycle. Get after him or I'll have you shot.
You mean blow up the building?
From this moment on, none of you are safe.
New episodes every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
Gick is hanging from a ledge. Zephyr is at the bottom of the pit. Buggles is no longer paralyzed. He's like, yes!
An ignition.
That is a hit. And she falls.
Yeah!
Oh my God!
You approach the first and last temple of Akakaru. At the base of this hexagonal pyramid, an immense set of stone double doors.
All right, open the door.
Kick open the door.
Whoa!
It is a large hall. Further down, there is a large abandoned sledge.
That's our sledge.
Yeah.
There are 4 tenth level magical items.
Do we want to go in that room to the southwest?
Go ahead, Zephyr.
She opens the door. A lot more doors in here, you guys.
Cells. They're meant for larger creatures. Gick looks into the northernmost cell and sees a being.
Oh no.
Exposed flesh, muscle, rib cage, bits of fur with exposed skin underneath, and it's in this meditative pose. And there is another one of these creatures to the south, and they both open their eyes and look at you.
The adventure continues. Now.
Watching at home, it's most likely late August 2025. But for everybody here in the studio, we are 2 days removed from being in Vegas for what felt like a month.
A month in Vegas.
At least a month.
That was a wild month.
Certainly the longest I've ever been in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In one stretch.
I was there for, about 6 days.
Oof.
6 days, 5 nights. That's they say 3 is good.
Yep.
I find that 2 is sufficient. 6 is a lot.
6 is a lot.
6 is a lot.
It was the longest time I've ever been there too, being as it was my first
time. Your first time.
But it did feel like a long time.
Yeah. It's 104 degrees. I'm back to recovery, but I walked in the studio today and it seems like most of you are dying.
Yeah. We're very sick.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Struggling.
Okay, you have a sick face.
What? You can't say that.
It's not. I'm just saying.
I have makeup on and I put on little under eye things.
It looks
when I was
like
on the train.
It looks like you threw up 5 minutes ago.
Oh my God! I disagree.
I actually don't feel sick.
What's crazy is when
I
saw
it, see you, but I think that's not true.
It's from the cigarette smoke in the
it's not, yeah. It's not a city that promotes well-being.
I might as well have smoked.
What's crazy is when I walked in the studio, I saw Kate and I was like, damn, Kate looks good. She looks put together. Her hair looks good. Her makeup looks good. I came in and I was like, I feel bad.
See, this is why I picked on her, because she looked the best out of all of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes us all look real bad. Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. I find that I was very lucky. Like, I slept. I got my rest. I hydrated like no tomorrow. But emotionally, I felt unavailable. Emotionally unavailable. Like, even just trying to write a text thanking everybody for coming. Like, I could muster up three sentences because I didn't have the ability to emote anymore. I was trying to explain to my wife, I'm like, I can't quite explain how much it affects you to talk to people who really enjoy you for that long of a time. Like, every conversation is very emotional. And like, so you give so much of yourself all weekend long. Like, normally we do it in like spurts, an hour and a half VIP session or something. To do it for 3 days straight, I had nothing left to give anybody else. Do you know that feeling?
Yeah. I landed and I landed to like, I turned my phone on and it was just text after text after text after text after text wishing me a happy Father's Day from all different people. Wow. And I was just like, now I have to respond to all you people, all you really
now
thoughtful
you want to celebrate me?
Fuck you. Exactly. I was like, where do I even start? I mean, that's why I felt like dead inside. Like, because I would respond and I'd be like, thank you, send. It'd be like, that doesn't feel like enough. It doesn't feel like kind enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the emojis on there.
I was so tired.
I feel like for a lot of folks that came to this retreat specifically, I've met them multiple times. Like, you know, we've hung out multiple times. And I will say a lot of them totally get it. And they are so cool and chill and like fun to hang out with because it doesn't feel that way. It doesn't feel like, oh, we're having these like very intense conversations and when we're giving a lot of like emotion to each other. Because that is exhausting after 3 days of doing that. But I don't know. I had a really fun time and I had a lot of like really fun, light, hilarious conversations and games that I ran and played with people. So I didn't feel crazy, crazy bad when I came home in that way. Though sometimes I do. But this time I came home a bit more energized. I was feeling really good. I feel like it was a weekend of compliments, which are really hard to take for me personally. Mm-hmm. And I came home.
You don't get them often here.
No, never. No.
You don't get a lot of practice receiving working
practice. So. In fact,
she's in her comfort zone here in the studio.
I'm pretty defensive here. people on tour and at the retreats are like, hey, I think you're doing it. I'm like, ah! Like, did you think I was gonna hit you?
Slap you in the face?
I'm like, sorry, I'm just so used to Troy. No, but it was just very nice. I came home feeling like, that's what I love doing, and that's like what I'm good at. And I was told repeatedly that I am good at it, and I was like, I feel so good. I can't wait to come back to the studio and play games with you guys.
I had the time of my life. I had it was amazing. The greatest
thing
ever in my life.
I played I played in four games that I ran. That was really, really fun. And then I played in Jim Zub's Mothership game.
Oh, yeah.
For a bit. And I can't remember the last time I played in a game like just for fun that I wasn't running. And man, it was fun. And it was a great crowd. Vegas is a city. I don't know. I think I wanted to get like out like into like older, weirder Vegas. I wanted to get out in the desert and stuff. Didn't really have a chance to do that. The Strip, I don't much care for, but
yeah,
I think
it made me so angry. The cost of everything.
Oh,
I was like, this is above and beyond. Like, you go to a baseball game, you're like, ugh, this sucks, but like, I know, I get why. You know,
it's amazing that there's no free water in the desert. Anyway,
there wasn't a water fountain in the hotel because they want you to pay $12 for a small Aquafina bottle.
Also, the tap water does have a sewage aftertaste, so that's
I drank a lot of tap water.
That's probably why you feel so good.
We look forward to Gen Con every year as our like big thing, and I'm always so shocked when it comes back around because it's a whirlwind, but it's so wonderful.
Yeah,
this beat it. I felt like this is the new. Like that feeling, I've just never experienced something quite like it.
It was just so great. And like everything, like the food, we got like catered food for like breakfast and dinner, like every night. They had happy hour. Everything was like top
top quality. Like,
yeah, it just quality was great.
I was so worried about that because, like, I'm the one making all those food selections. I'm like, man, I hope this is enough. I hope it's good. I hope it's tasty.
Everything was
amazing. Tacos?
Yeah, the street tacos.
Those were my favorites. The tacos were my favorite.
I was too nervous to eat, so I had a little pasta one night, and that was it.
Oh man, it was a really, really good time. It was very fun. But then it was like coming home because I'm getting sick, got this ear infection. And I come home and like our flight was delayed by six hours. So I didn't get land until 2:30. Then we couldn't get a car because like JFK is messed up after midnight. And so we didn't get home until like 3:30.
Jeepers.
And but it was really mitigated somewhat by the fact that like I got upgraded to first class. Samantha, who accompanied me, did not.
Did you pull Jerry and Elaine on that?
I actually did. But I came into the thing and it was just like, you know, you're on the upgrade list. And I was just like, no, I'll keep my regular seat. Like, don't take me off the upgrade list. I just want to sit with my girlfriend. And I'm just like, okay. But then they upgraded me anyway. And I was just like,
I did.
And I was thinking, oh, well, maybe like I'll still like go back and like take the other seat. But there was a woman sitting there and I'm just like, well, maybe I'll talk to the stewardess. And then they literally made an announcement specifically. It's like, don't move seats. If you're in your seat now, there's a specific reason you're in there for balance of the plane. I've never heard that before.
Balance of the plane.
Stay in your seat. I was just like, okay, I have to sit here, eat this manicotti, and drink a tequila sunrise. I'm so sorry. I felt so bad. And it's such a long flight. I was just like, but yeah.
So on top of everything else, now you're single on top of
exactly.
The ear infection. More of anything? More of everything.
More everything.
So it's always hard coming back. But, we haven't even gone to Gen Con yet, even though it's already happened for all of you. It's such a weird feeling.
Man, I had my last night. We were all of us, I think, getting up at like 4:30 in the morning, 4:45 in the morning for the flight out.
While having this conversation on the casino floor at 1 a.m.
Right.
Yes.
So we're on the casino floor at 1 a.m. And I'm like, at this point, I mean, what's the difference, you know? And so we're just like squeezing every last bit of this weekend we can out of this thing. And you guys, 1:30, whatever it is, very wisely are like, all right, and head to bed. And Brian Holland's like, you want to go get some pizza? And I was like, and I said this, I said, yep. No idea
where
why.
Where did that come from? Where did
no
that come
idea
from?
Why. And Rob Kirkovich is like, I'll come along. I'm like, oh, this will be great. And Brian Holland proceeds to walk us two casinos over down the strip. And I'm outside. I'm like, what are we doing? Where are we going? He's like, there's this place I really want to go to.
Oh, the pizza cake
place?
Wait,
did you go to Cosmopolitan, the secret pizza?
No, some other place.
Okay.
And so we go to this place and sit down. There's like a bunch of people there, 2 a.m. And he's like, and he seems to know about this. That it's like a thing. He's like, how long for a large pepperoni? And they're like, right now? It'll be like 35 minutes. And he's like, perfect. And I was like,
oh no.
What?
You know they have pizza in the vending machine.
You know what you
could have
done?
I didn't get a pizza out of a vending machine.
They had vending machine pizza outside of my elevator to my room.
You could have done what Kate and I did.
I sat down. I mean, we had a great time. But like, I got home. I packed. And in 45 minutes later, I left for my flight. And so when I got home, I was an absolute zombie. Absolute zombie.
Yeah, once Kate and Sydney left, we were sitting around the tables just gambling, goofing off. A couple of Niche members were there. And once Sydney and Kate left, I was like, I have to leave. Now that they've left, we're all getting to the airport around the same
time.
We're
the responsible ones?
Yeah, we're like the litmus of that.
That's wild.
So I hadn't packed. I'm like, I'm just going to wake up and pack at 4:20.
Nice.
And so my alarm went off at 4:20. My car is coming at 4:45. I didn't get out of bed till 4:33. And I dressed, packed, brushed my teeth, washed my face, got down to my car at 4:47.
Wow.
I get to the airport, go through security, and I head straight to the Centurion Lounge. And I just curl up in a ball. And then I get up like 20 minutes later and I walk over to the food and I see Matthew, Sydney, Kate, and Jared is about to leave. And they look at me like, where you been? I was like, I was asleep over there. And they said, Jared's just leaving. Jared is like here. He doesn't see me. And I just go, and Jared walks away. Egg, pancake. I wave to them and I leave.
Such a small gesture. You just went like this.
And he just walked
away. And he's
away.
Right here. If I had just done this, I would have touched him. He didn't even know I was there. Anyways, the point is, if you're on the fence about coming to a Glass Cannon Network retreat, do it.
It's a good fucking time.
It was a good fucking time.
And I learned, I got to run more games. I got to run more. Next retreat, I got to run more games. My games filled up, and I loved running Delta Green and Call of Cthulhu. So, like, next one, I'm going
to
do more.
Good to get those reps in.
Yeah.
Get those reps. And to play in games, like you playing in Mothership, like you said, you never get to actually play in games.
That was, I can't remember the last time I did that. And we had so much fun. It was a good, great group. And, it was really, Jim's awesome. Blast.
Yeah, Jim, everything. It was Jim, sneaky hit of the retreat.
Yeah. Kind of a last minute addition, and he was great.
Crushed it. Well, now we're going to play a game that we have to play. We'll be back right after this break.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Abercrombie's viral denim sale is back, and Spotify listeners get an extra 15% off with code SPOTIFYAF. Abercrombie is known for their denim, with 25% off all jeans. Find out how denim should fit. Shop the viral denim sale in the Abercrombie app, online, or in stores. Valid in stores and online through the 25th of August 2025 in the UK. Excludes clearance, price reflects discount. Code valid in the UK through the 25th of August 2025. Exclusions apply. See details online.
This episode is brought to you by Pure Gym. A new season's right round the corner, and with Pure Gym, you'll be ready to take it on. Whether you're there to tone up, tune out, or just take some weight off your shoulders. With low monthly prices, no contract, plus top quality kit and unlimited classes included, whatever you need, Pure Gym is there for it. Head to puregym.com to find out more.
Folks, we're back, but for how much longer? I know, kind of, but you don't. However, until the end, I want to thank our sponsors, Norse Foundry. I rolled a Twonzoni, and now it's a 4 and a 9.
Ugh,
and a 16.
Come on, Norse Foundry.
11.
Pick it up.
18.
5.
Old enough to
smoke
cigarettes.
20.
You got it? No, I don't believe you.
I got it. Skid. Look.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. She actually hit it? That's a 20.
I can't fucking believe what I'm looking at here. Oh, my God.
If you get these dice, your friends will react the exact same way.
I swear, man.
Oh, fuck.
Did you hear all those different numbers you can roll? Only with these dice.
Almost all of them are represented on these dice. It's incredible.
That's incredible.
I also want to thank Foundry Virtual Tabletop. Man, from here till the end, you're going to see some sick, sick Foundry stuff.
Sick!
I'm so glad we moved to Foundry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's just heightened the experience like so much.
I can't even remember the old days.
I can't either.
It took 100 episodes, but now I feel like I've finally figured it out. You guys have anything to say about that?
No. I was honestly, I was mesmerized by the map. I was looking back at the map from where we left last time. This awesome, like, hex stone floor situation with the ghost light of our the light spell, you know?
You
like,
cast light
slowly,
on four different people.
Yeah, slowly moving through. And some places get brighter, then they get dimmer, then they get brighter. It just feels so
I love how dynamic the environment becomes when we incorporate this stuff.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. I love this map. Obviously, you've only uncovered a little bit of it. But, I think it's all clear that you're reaching the end of this adventure. And one thing Paizo always seems to deliver on is, like, final maps.
Yeah.
The final maps always pop. I think of Ironcloud Keep and how awesome that was when I first read it. And then to see us actually play it over the course of probably 30 episodes because it was all those different layers and going upstairs, downstairs, upstairs. It's so much easier now here with Foundry VTT, and they've delivered yet another awesome map here. So you have entered the first and last temple of Akakaru, and you think this is it. That something within here, you've been here before, you're returning, you dragged a drugged, beat up, killed, maimed, a Salman car, dragged him here. Somehow, this is going to release Asoyo from their prison and herald the end of the world. So you're here to stop this. You got here to the Nameless Spires and the Crown of the World, and there was some like magic going on near one of the towers. You go over there and you find Queen Equendria of Skywatch. Now you start to realize like, oh, she must have been a missing momenter as well, a gatewalker. And when she came back, she led her people out of Skywatch to their doom and created this situation that was like powering the temple. You stopped her ritual, killed her, killed all of her Black Frost zombie people that were surrounding her on the ground. That allowed you to enter the temple. You walked in and you saw the sledge that you presumably carried Ainamoron on during the missing moment. There was more to the north there you didn't really look at. Two staircases branching off from there, but you said, you know what? We got to make a decision. Let's just start with this door to the left. You walk to the door to the left and you see all these cells or meditation chambers or whatnot. As you walk deeper in, you see several creatures lost in meditation within these rooms. They look like Salman Carr, who have perhaps been infected by Black Frost or undead. Their sinews, their muscles are showing throughout their skin. They look absolutely horrible. And we are now in combat. So what? Go ahead and roll for initiative.
The door's okay. Shut. The door's shut.
They're not here to talk.
They're not here to talk.
Once again, take a look at this image of them. Like you just see the meat coming off of their skin, their exposed muscle and bone coming through. Their faces are skeletal in nature. Like somebody went up and ripped their face, their skin right off their face. Real horrible looking. And they are large creatures. Four horns. Real, real nasty. Let's get into it. Now, unfortunately, these doors are very small. However, I'm going to say they can walk in and out of them because
otherwise
that would be stupid.
We can't play the game.
It would be dumb if they couldn't do that.
I think they should just stay in the rooms and we walk away.
Yeah, okay. We should leave.
Just shut the cells.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that
perfect.
The map, you got to use your imagination here into what this really looks like. These are really like cells that are wide open. It's not like you just go ka-chunk. If Matthew was here, he would fight me to the ends of the earth on this, but we're going to use our imagination, something he does not have.
Wow. Bold statement.
Bold statement.
Muggles, what'd you get?
33.
Oh,
a rare good initiative roll for me ever on anything.
That's great, man.
Wow. Gick Muck.
30.
30 for the Gickster. Brother Ramius.
27.
27.
Ramu. A little bit of a shitty initiative for old Brother Ramius.
What about Zephyr?
29.
Oh, here's a professional.
Who's Zephyr?
Right there.
Okay. Well.
What did Hubert roll?
Hubert is in the back. Oh, no. Look at that. Just going to shut this door. Ka-chunk.
Oh, no. Look at
Damn
that.
Damn you, Hubert. Best of luck.
He starts backing up, sweating, turns around, xenomorph behind him.
Like Paul Reiser.
People are dead, Burke! These people are dead, Burke!
From the...
Right to the fucking wall.
Nail Hubert, right to the wall! From the far cell, in fact, Gick is leading the charge. Gick, your frontline fighter, as always, in the front. You notice... there is one to your right, one to your left within these cells. How about a third one that comes emerging out of another cell to the back left?
Well, that doesn't seem very fair.
It really doesn't. It's really, it wasn't even in the book.
Wait.
What happens if we die?
The cells are just open?
Yes.
What is the point
of?
Why do they exist in these cells open in this room?
I thought they were locked in cells.
The cells have been repurposed into some
like
sort
a dorm
of
now.
Chamber. Now it's a dormitory.
Okay, so this is where they sleep. Got it.
So he comes out.
I have a class at 9. Shut up.
He comes out and you guys can see him, right? Or no?
No.
No. Yes.
Oh, so that's why you're probably nervous.
No. Hey.
Oh. Yes. Hello.
Oh, I see.
Oh, no.
Look now. How big I am.
Now.
He says.
Is that he says?
Yep.
Guys, I don't know about these ones.
And he just looks at you, Gick, and he just like, his head starts spinning back and forth. Go ahead and give me a will save.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to use this bottle cap.
Oh. Wow. Where'd you get one of those?
I rolled a natural one.
I just can't.
Ooh.
How do you have a bottle cap?
What?
I got another one, too.
That's insane. What? This says Bud Light.
It's just cracking under the table.
Oh, piss. Well.
Oh, piss.
Oh, piss. 25. And if that's a success, then it's a critical success.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, didn't think so.
All right, let's roll some damage here. As yes. That is a fail.
Okay.
Not a critical fail, though, which is good. Not a critical fail. You're going to go ahead and take 24 points of mental damage, and you are stupefied 1 for 1 minute.
Oh.
Oh, that's not good for you at all.
And let me just see here. You are also slowed 1.
Oh, God. No.
For as long as you are stupefied.
For a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, see you in hell.
Your mind has been imprisoned by this thing. You become like super befuddled. Buffets your mind with this horrible like psychic energy. You take the damage. You become stupefied 1 for a minute and slowed 1. But that's the end of its turn. Unfortunately, there are 3 of these things, and at least 2 of them rolled a higher initiative. So I will begin the encounter here. And now it is the next one's turn. This one comes out of the cell as well. Oh, it's getting crowded here in this corridor.
Jeepers.
And it will attempt to do the same thing to Zephyr. Give me a will save.
Ooh. It's still my worst save, though, so that's 31.
Hey, 31. Not too shabby. Unfortunately, that is just a success. And so the good news is you won't be stupefied or slowed, but you'll take 14 points of mental damage.
Oh.
Not the worst.
That could be way worse.
Yeah.
Nice job. Way to be strong of mind, Zephyr.
Thanks.
Let me make sure here.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Man, this would suck for me. If I get stupefied.
Dude, me yeah. too. This is what's going to happen.
Well, no, because then I can't even, I can't unleash my psyche.
He can't even do
when
it.
I'm stupefied. I can't do it at all.
Actually, Zephyr, you don't take anything. It doesn't say basic save, so I assumed that, and I assumed incorrectly. So you're not stupefied, you're not slowed, you take no damage. Oh. And now, it's Buggles' turn.
Okay, Buggles.
Unleash quick.
Yeah.
I
can't do it this round. Okay, so he is going to snap his fingers and attempt an ignition against the one closer to him.
Okay, the one that just attacked Zephyr.
Ideal. That is a 34 to hit.
34 to hit is a hit.
Okay.
Yot. Right.
And that is 28 points of fire damage.
28 points of fire damage. Not surprisingly, he hears, he gets hit by the fire and screams out in pain.
Doesn't like that, huh?
Doesn't care for that.
You don't like that?
No.
Well, I've got other news for you, my friend, that may also not be enjoyable for you to hear or experience or even have something else talk about in it
yeah.
with all of your might.
Quite a diss.
Yeah.
It's quite a long diss.
Stalling. All right. And then with my third
quite
action.
A long diss.
With my third action, I am going to cast Thermal Stasis on Gick. She's right there.
Oh.
So that is, you are going to get resistance 2 against cold. Oh, sorry, resistance 4 against fire damage and cold damage.
Heck yeah, fire and cold. Thank you. Yep.
And then that's it for me.
Okay, Gick, it is your turn. Gick,
nice
round. You're right next to 3 of these things, basically. They're all surrounding you. This could be the end of your life. Your thoughts?
Yeah. I'm going to...
You can fall back to me.
Yeah.
I can try to help you.
I think I'm going to do my Dirge of Doom and Courageous Anthem harmonize. So I'm going to do both. And I'm assuming I have to roll a flat check for each one because I'm stupefied.
If they're both spells,
I would think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the harmonize. Isn't the harmonize a spell?
I think harmonize is just a harmonize, manipulate, spell shape. Yeah.
It's a feat.
It's a feat. It's.
Well, the action.
Bard, concentrate, manipulate, spell shape.
I don't know if it is a spell or if it's just I'm doing it on top of two spells.
It is a spell. Well, no, I don't know that it is, but it is an action.
An action.
It's an action.
Yeah, with the manipulate trait.
So do I need to roll on that? I don't think I would.
Anytime you attempt to cast a spell, capital C, capital S, while stupefied, the spell is disrupted unless you succeed at a flat check. I don't think this is a spell. It's a feat. So I'm going to say you don't have to do it for harmonize.
And because
I could be wrong, but that's how I'm wrong.
Well, here's my second question.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be benevolent or you could be...
I've already been pretty nice, so...
Just saying.
Okay.
Harmonize allows me to cast two spells simultaneously. Do you think I need to roll DCs for each spell? Or do I roll a DC because I'm doing both at the same time with this feat?
Well, that's interesting. I'm going to say one check.
Okay. Wouldn't this suck if I failed it now?
Yes.
I've got so far.
And you already used your bottle cap.
Natural 20.
Ooh!
On a stupid DC check!
Did you rather got a four? Really?
No. You're right. Okay, so I am going to do my Dirge of Doom.
Hold on.
The Burger King theme?
I don't know what that was. I'm loving it. What?
I don't think you can do this.
Why?
Because you're not, you have to cast each spell and you're slowed.
I can still cast each spell. I'm slowed one.
But you harmonized. Then cast spell. That's two actions, right? These are one action spells.
Ooh, I hate that. Because harmonize is an action.
Yes.
And I still have to use my action economy to do both.
Yeah, all harmonize lets you do is have two buffs going at the same time.
I see, I see. I thought I could maybe... okay, I see.
Yeah,
well,
cast both as
Dirge
one action.
Dirge of Doom is one action, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to do... I'll just do Dirge of Doom. I won't harmonize then. Can I carry that over for my Dirge of Doom?
Okay. Don't reroll that. That's
So then let me roll my...
Will that action to like harmonize, does that stay active next round?
No.
Or you don't have to...
No, it's really terrible, actually.
It's a spell shape, so you have to use it and then immediately cast the spell after. It's like... It's remastered meta magic. Is what
okay.
Instead, right. Though, I'm going to do my lingering composition, which is free to do with a spell. Okay. So, Dirge of Doom, I'm going to do lingering composition then.
Okay.
I'll roll my performance.
Remember 1E metamagic feats the first time reading them and being 35. Like, I don't understand this at all.
Okay, I'll play a fighter.
Right.
Yeah, thank you for letting me know what I should do.
35 on my performance.
Oh, dope.
This is the. Determining how long it lasts. 35, I assume, would be
right.
Success.
I think that's a regular success, yes.
Okay, so that will
I think
last.
We've determined that only a nat 20 is going to be
so.
Creator.
But these are for the enemies, so I don't know.
Yeah.
No. It's based on your like class DC. That's
you guys are level 10 or 11?
10.
So you would DC 27 by the book, but...
So 30-foot emanation from me, all the enemies, they are frightened one for 3 rounds.
Sweet.
Wow,
and
no
check or anything.
No check.
As long as they're in the aura.
They're in my...
If they go out of the aura, they're not.
All right, so all of them will be free-taunt.
As long as they're vulnerable to it.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's my first action. Whew. Second action, I am going...
Remember, you only have two actions and wasn't harmonize an action?
No, I didn't do harmonize.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't do it.
And lingering composition, the one she did instead,
free.
Is a free action.
All right, so then instead of moving, I'm afraid of attack of opportunity. I'm just going to shield.
Okay.
Magic.
Whew. Zephyr.
Oh, I have to roll.
Oh, because you're dumb.
Because I'm stupid. 10. Ah! Okay. Shield.
Zephyr, you are up. You withstood... these mental susurrations.
First action, stumbling stance. Second action, walk up to the one in front of me that tried to scare me with its mind.
Mm.
Third action, flurry of blows, but I get a free feint check first.
Oh,
so let's see how that goes.
Faint that hideous, ugly, undead monster.
27.
27. This is against my perception DC. Fail.
Fail. Okay, that's fine. So you're not off guard.
But I am frightened. I'm scared.
Okay, first one is a 26, which I'm assuming does not. Oh, no. Yeah, 26.
Miss.
Second, natural 2. All right, so these are giant things, but maybe she hits it in the guts in a way where it just doesn't hurt him.
You are stumbling.
I am stumbling around. Maybe I'm actually stumbling and not fake stumbling.
You have one more action.
No, that was 3. That was stumbling 3. Stance.
Oh,
step
stumbling
up.
Stance, this one. Okay.
And then Floria blows.
Brother Ramius, it's all okay. Up to you.
Come on, our biggest damage dealer. Let's
one
go.
One of these creatures has yet to go. Keep that in mind.
You know what to do.
Finish them. Finish them, Ramius.
finish them off, yeah.
Round 1, and Vogel says, finish them. God. That tickles me. So funny.
Okay, Ramius will... Can I shoot a ray at the first one, like over Buggles' head? Or
yes.
Are you going to get
it? If it was
cover?
Anybody else, I would say no, but Buggles, yes.
Okay. In that case, he's going to cast Holy Light. He'll try to sear this creature's skin.
And to be clear, I wouldn't say no. I would just give them a
cuff. Yeah. Yeah. I will sear this creature's skin with holiness. Here we go.
Holy damage.
And it's frightened, so its AC should be down 1.
Oh, I know.
Come on. Come on, Ramius. 27.
Hit.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Shitbird roll from a shitty player. Got lucky there. Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's juice it up.
This guy's already been hit.
By the way, does this creature... I'm going to say this every time. Okay. And I want you to use your mind, not just read Foundry.
I'll start with Foundry.
Use your mind.
Okay.
The unholy trait didn't exist pre-remaster.
Fair.
Is this creature possibly unholy?
This creature is
unholy?
Not remastered.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So if it's not remastered, it wouldn't exist. But do you think, is it like an undead abomination? Might it be unholy?
It has the unholy trait.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Wow. Okay. Actually, for real, Ramius, kill it.
Yeah.
For real. Actually, maybe
take it out.
So to start, I do 22 points of fire damage.
Okay, which procs its
Which procs
weakness.
Its John.
I feel like we've used the word proc a lot lately.
Yeah, you guys are saying proc.
What is it? Is it short for something?
Proclamation.
Proclamation.
It proclaims how weak it is.
Proc.
To proc?
Abbreviation of procedure? No.
No. Is it short for, the band The Proclaimers?
Yeah, it's procedure. It's short for procedure. I'm pretty sure because it's like procking something. I think it's like a computer term, isn't it? For like,
I was hoping you were going to ask me that.
It triggers a procedure.
Please don't ask me about computers.
It's short for a programmed random occurrence.
Random occurrence. Okay.
Yep. I mean, that's what Google AI says, but I'm seeing this now on other things.
But that does sound familiar to me, the program. I felt like it was a computer.
Proc is so much better.
Proc.
Yeah, it is.
Procking.
Proc.
Okay, so it procs its weakness to fire, and then because it is unholy, it also takes another 16 points of spirit damage.
Oh, wow.
If it takes spirit damage. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
And then, you know what?
You got more?
I don't know if I want to move into... I wanted to help Gick. I can help, I can try to get rid of your stupefied, but like... I don't want to go up there and get
that
smashed.
Would get rid of the slowed as well.
I know. That's why I wanted you to like come back.
I
but
don't
I know.
Want to take up attacks of opportunities from 2 creatures.
Yeah, but
you can do it for her when she goes down at the beginning of the next round.
What's that?
You could do it to her when she goes down at the beginning of the next round.
I'm afraid like she's going to tank now. But I don't want to. I can't put myself at risk like that. I'll be back here for when she goes down.
Not for Kick. That's what I'm hearing.
So rude.
Okay, so that's your turn.
That's my turn. Okay. Wait. No, I have an action, so okay. I will cast Guidance on Zephyr.
guidance on Zephyr. It is the third's turn. First action, he grabs a halberd lying on the ground next to him.
Oh my god.
Second action, stabs Gik from 10 feet away. Oh, attempts no. to stag Gik. Stag Gik?
Stag Gik.
See. Oh! That's going to be a 35 to hit.
Okay, that would hit. I'm going to use my shield. Because my shield gives me. Hold on. Plus one. Oh, yeah, that's totally it. Okay, I'll use my shield block then.
Okay, would be 28 points of piercing damage on a rocks roll.
Okay, so heightened to fifth level would be, the hardness is 15, and there's no hit points. It's just after I use shield block, the spell ends. And I can't actually cast it for 10 minutes, so that sucks.
Okay.
You said 28?
28, so you'll take 13 points of damage. The shield will absorb 15 of that. Then you will absorb everything from its third and final action. Should I hit?
No.
With this sweet, magical halberd. Natural one.
Yeah! There we
What's
go.
What's its name?
What's his name?
His name is BP.
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 He is not. He doesn't have a name. It doesn't matter. It's a fumble.
It's a fumble. Okay. This one from Luke in Glasgow, Scotland.
Oh my gosh.
Glasgow.
Hi, Luke.
Glasgow.
Luke.
Luke. It's called Punchies. Most disputes can be settled with a fair contest of strength. The fumbler and target both roll a free punch at each other in the form of a flat d20 plus strength modifier.
Come on.
Whoever rolls lower on this engagement takes takes unarmed attack damage from the winning party and is, for all intents and purposes, frightened one.
Why?
Due to the shame of defeat. Lose?
Why?
Wait, so... So all this lose? Only benefits the creature.
What the fuck?
And makes you frightened.
What the fuck, Luke?
What is that?
That's not a fumble.
All right, so just a straight up roll with your highest base attack bonus.
My highest base attack, my fist?
No, yeah. No, your strength modifier.
So one.
So it's a d20 plus your strength mod.
So I have a plus one.
Yeah,
so
you can still roll higher.
You need a natural 20.
Is this thing strong?
I rolled a natural one.
Oh my
god.
So she's going to take unarmed attack damage and be friend.
Shit, no. This.
That's someone, a horrible fumble you rolled, Sydney.
Somebody call this. Where's the ref?
That's a horrible fumble you rolled, Sydney.
Time out. That's not off the field, red card. Luke gets a red card and you're kicked out of the game.
Wow, Luke.
Sorry, Rangers.
Wow, Luke, you really fucked me on that one.
The Yeti against the Bard is when we pull the...
Brian Laudrup is rolling around in his grave at that fumble.
All right, you take 13 points of damage and you're frightened one.
On his fumble. Son of a bitch.
Here's the good news. Top of round two, it's the other one's
turn. Okay, wait. I'd like to try something.
Okay. Is it your turn?
He fumbled.
Yeah.
But he hit her.
Yeah.
He frightened her. The shield was broken. He went again and he hit her.
Scared me.
He damaged her.
It scared me.
So I'd be scared.
Yeah.
Why did that fumble hurt?
Go ahead. Try to hit me with the other guy. I still got tricks up my sleeves.
God. What are you trying to gain?
Why do we always get these freaking fringy, bullshitty things? Okay. So, what I would like to do is cast a spell that I haven't cast before. It's a reaction spell.
Okay.
It would be perfect for this situation with Gik. However, the trigger is a creature within range is hit by an attack from an enemy.
That happened.
Yes.
Did you say that happened?
That happened, yeah.
Okay. So what he does, he prays on your behalf for guidance from the Keeper to protect you and knows that you're all messed up in the head and you need help and you need to get back to him.
Help me.
And so I'm going to cast Drop Dead, it's called. And basically, as soon as you get hit, an illusion of a gash wound across your chest appears, and you fall to the ground dead next to the creature. And you become invisible.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. So she doesn't actually fall. The illusion falls over.
The illusion falls over.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it just appears that she just died. You become invisible, and as long as you don't take hostile actions, you'll remain invisible. And I think your dirge, while it is a hostile action, is it's lingering. Not-
Yeah.
Like yeah, you, I'm not actively casting it.
It just
anymore.
Lasted three rounds. You're not casting it.
Echoing off these walls.
Yeah.
Hey.
So I think this works pretty well.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So Sick.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's a pretty sweet spot. I've been like holding this for a moment when somebody's in a bad tank position. Wow. But this is great because you can move back to me and I can attempt to get rid of your stupefied.
And this is also great because none of us have ever seen this spell before. So Zephyr's reaction is going to really sell it to these Yetis.
Yeah.
Gigtus died.
Oh, shit.
All right, so you are now slowed one, stupefied one, frightened one, and invisible.
And invisible.
And dead.
And dead.
I love it. So her corpse is laying on the ground, so she's really corpse. Standing there invisible.
Bleeding out, entrails spilling onto the tile floor.
Awesome. All right. The one in the back here, top of round two. This is going to be a 30-foot burst. So I think it's going to affect everybody, but he doesn't want to hurt his own person. So he's going to put it back. This is actually tricky. He may have to hurt his person. Yeah. All right. That's gonna affect the other one of these horrible Black Frost Yetis. So he's going to basically cast something right behind Brother Ramius. And I say cast. It's really a like shards of Black Frost come up from the ground, just like ice comes up. Everybody, roll a.
We're immune to Black Frost. So, perfect.
Everybody roll a reflex save.
They don't realize that.
It's shards. It's more the sharpness. Shards of sharpness.
And
yeah, you don't have to worry about the Black Frost so much as the stabbing pain. So, not Gick, just Zephyr and Ramius, Buggles, and my own guy. What did you get, Joe?
33.
Okay, regular success, Zephyr?
36.
Regular success?
30.
13. All right, all regular success. So you guys will take.
Tired from Vegas. Yeah.
This is why I lost all my money. I can't count. It's like 20. Hit me.
20. Hit me.
I used to gamble a decent amount back in the day in Atlantic City, and we've been to Vegas a couple times. I've gambled. I feel like something really changed in Vegas. I'm not sure what it is, but
it's changed, man.
I lost every bet I made, and everyone I know lost every bet they made.
Yeah, we lost.
It wasn't fun at all.
Yeah.
It was like, funny. No one was up ever.
But we were flying out. The flight attendant, she was talking to somebody. Like, she grew up in Vegas. She's just like, she said the same thing. Vegas has changed now. Now it's all about the money. And it was like, oh, now?
Now it's Vegas? All about the money?
It's like, man, when did Vegas start caring about money?
So funny.
You all take 6 piercing and 1 cold. And
I'm resistant to cold.
Yeah, some people are resistant to cold. Yeah. Remember that.
And my other guy failed the reflex save.
Good.
So he'll take 12, and he's not going to worry about the cold too much.
He's not too concerned.
Not too concerned about the cold. All right, so that is its first 2 actions, and then for its 3rd action, it is going to close on Buggles and Ramius. It is the other one's turn, the one standing right next to Zephyr in the back now. And let's do a horn attack. So just like it lowers its head, just stabs
smash
at you with its horns. Oh, that is going to be a 32 to hit.
Regular hit.
Yut.
All right, that's going to be 14 points of bludgeoning, and you don't take cold, right?
I have 10 resistance.
Oh, you have 10 resistance. I guess I'll give it a roll. And 1 point of cold.
Okay. Well, 1
that would have been 11, yeah.
Okay. That was a melee strike?
That was a melee strike.
Good to know.
And then we'll do another melee strike with its horns. Oh, just rocks and rolls. That is a 35 to hit.
Hit.
It's with the map.
With the map
along.
And frightened. 35 to hit.
Yep. That's 15 bludgeoning and no cold.
No cold?
Yeah, 15 bludgeoning.
Well, because I get the resistance.
Oh, right,
he's
right,
doing
right,
the math
right.
For
right.
Me.
Got it.
And no cold.
I'm a girl.
I'm a coil.
And I can't.
And I'll just do one more attack and misses with a 22.
Miss.
And now it is Buggles' turn. Buggles, one of these things has closed on you.
Okay, Buggles is going to take a step back to be next to Ramius. He's not going to unleash yet, And he's going to cast Distribute Potential between the two Yetis over there. So
one thing I want to mention is that area now is all difficult terrain where those spikes have come up. So he had to move across difficult terrain. And
so you can't get to us. Perfect.
So you can move. It doesn't provoke or anything because it doesn't have a reaction.
All right. Well, move. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to need fortitude saves from both of them.
Fortitude saves from both of them. They are still... wait, does their frighten go away?
No.
No?
The dirge.
It doesn't go back. Oh, it continues because it's the dirge.
Oh,
right?
And your lingering dirge. Your cold and fire resistance is gone. Goes away.
Okay.
All right. First guy rolled a 28. And the guy in the back rolled also a 28. A 25.
They both fail. They both fail.
Okay. Nice.
So the one in the front takes 20 points of fire damage.
Ooh, and then some.
And then the one in the back takes 19 points of cold damage.
Oh.
If it takes any at all.
He doesn't.
Okay. So I get, and I have my, my motes. I have my motes floating around now. So I get, so I've now have one. Oh, actually, no. Okay. So he, takes, I get an additional, I have a cold mote circling me. Now I have a fire mote circling me as well.
Oh, cool. All right. So the one in the front takes fire damage. The one in the back takes cold
damage.
Okay. So you see the one in the back, the one who's more hurt, doesn't take any, but this first guy finally gets some action. Do you have anything else?
No, I stepped, and then that was a two-action spell.
Okay. Gick, are you even there?
Now with the difficult terrain, I'm just like losing a turn, but I'm just going to move. Five...
Everything counts double.
So that's... Wait.
So every step is 10 feet. That's the easiest way to think about it.
Every step is 10 feet. Okay, I'm done moving.
You move 20 feet, right?
What's your speed?
Maybe 5.
20?
25.
25.
So I can't move another...
You can move 5 squares. 1, 2, diagonal, 3, 4, 5. You can move another one.
No. One more. You just said every square is 10
one,
feet.
Yeah. Yep.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50. Right?
Oh,
you can move to a double
I'm
move.
I'm saying, okay. Double move.
If you double move, yeah, you can get there.
So I will double move, still invisible. I'm not going to do anything.
Across a tiny breeze.
And I reach out, and Ramius, on your hip, you feel like a tap, tap, tap.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
But she doesn't talk she doesn't talk or anything because she doesn't want to give herself away.
And Zephyr, you see all of this because you can see invisibility, right?
Oh yeah, that's right. Oh, my yellow eyes. So I never was scared.
You were never scared.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, I was never scared.
But show how you acted so the Yetis knew.
Oh no. She died.
And the Oscar
died.
Goes to.
She died, you guys.
You go, oh no, and then your eyes travel with Gick as I walk away.
Oh, no. Look at her dead over there.
I mean,
oh no. I can see her soul leaving her body.
There goes.
Walking
fire.
Right
not
up to the priest.
Not another friend dead. What will I do? I'm so forlorn.
Amazing.
And that's the end of my turn. I'm no longer frightened.
Yep.
But I'm still slowed and stupefied, and I stand there just tugging on Radius's. Yeah.
He knows. He knows. She knows what to do.
Because I'm dumb.
All right, Zephyr.
So dumb.
Help!
All right.
Zephyr, you're the only one with eyes on all three of these guys.
You stinky fucking Yeti.
Racist.
Deception.
Ooh. Racist.
So deception to make you off guard against both of my attacks would be such a big number. It's really hard for me. 27.
Not that 20, big.
No, wait. That's 37.
37.
37 is a 60. Awesome.
Nice. So because you hit me, you were already going to be off guard to my first flurry of blows. Now you're off guard to both of them.
Full blow.
Fully blowing. Okay, first one's going to be with a plus one, a 26, or 36.
Oh, final answer?
Yeah, 36.
That's a hit.
With, nice.
It should be a crit.
It is not.
You said 27.
Is it off guard?
Yes.
Oh, that is a crit.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Sorry, I forgot the off guard.
And this is the hurt one. Finish it off.
Second one. Oh, God. Jesus. 8, 34.
Oh, just missed the second crit.
That one's a 34.
Just missed it.
So please give me a fortitude save.
Oh, 24.
Fail.
Stunned.
You are stunned.
Oh, dude. Nice turn.
Double damage and regular damage.
Stunning.
Absolutely stunning.
Stunning. So for the first one.
Stunning. You're rolling a D8, right?
I know, yeah. I great. Don't tell people my secrets mistakes.
Don't say what she's rolling.
So that's 10 points of regular damage, 2 points of fire damage.
That's oh my crit. God.
But then double.
Oh, okay. I thought that was double.
Why do you say it that way?
Because I forgot.
All right, so, so 24 points of damage.
4 of which is fire.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, yep, so more. That takes it. Takes
I
even
don't
more.
Double the fire. Oh, fire, 4 is fire, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the second one is going to be, oh, God, yeah, it's 13 points of damage.
Nice.
And then 2 more points of fire damage.
Nice.
Okay. Nice. Which would then proc the weakness yet again.
Nice. All
right, so you really messed him up.
God, he's still up, though.
All right, so Flurry of Blows on that one. I think I might...
He's going to... Ooh, this would be interesting. Ramius will say, Zephyr, fall back!
Fall back?
No, hit him again. Hit him again.
Why?
Don't listen to him.
For what?
Hit him again.
Because I can AoE all of them, but it's not something... But if you're there, I can't do it. So if you fall back... So, did they both go?
Yeah, they
both
went.
Already went.
The one in the cell will go after
you'll,
you.
You'll go before the rest of the last
Yeah, episode. So like, I mean, you could still hit and then move.
Yeah, I can hit one more time.
But it's difficult terrain, but we should still be fine.
Yeah.
There's a unique opportunity here. If you fell back, I think I could AoE all
of right,
them.
She hears you. She's like, just 1 second. One more.
Okay.
One more of these. Natural 2. Okay. Tempting fate there. And then I've got how much movement? 40 feet, so I can move 20 feet.
Yep, nice.
5.
Nice.
10.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Perfect.
Right, you'd have like to that? Move here because that
okay.
extra diagonal. But, all right, so you move right sort of diagonally north, closest to the other one, but giving Ramius some space to do what?
Ramius some space to, I mean, call down truly the fires of hell against these fucking things.
Yeah,
I'm really not interested in
from
saving.
Our Dark Lord and,
yeah.
and Satan above.
Okay.
I'm not interested in saving my best spells for a later combat, primarily because this one is just too perfect. So it's a reflex save, 20-foot burst. Work out how you want how the walls work. I think that there's...
There's a way you could squeeze it into the cell.
Yeah, just
and just give it a bonus to its reflex. Like it'll have cover. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yes. So I think one of the three would get cover. You just decide which one.
It's gonna be the one. I'm gonna give the one in the cell cover.
In the cell cover. So I think it's a +2 to its reflex save, I believe.
All right. So reflex saves all around. I'm gonna do the one in the back first. Oh God! With these rolls, that's gonna be a 25. Excuse me. A 23.
23, okay.
The one closest to you, Rox, 33. Larry. And then the one in the cell, bad roll, but with the bonus is a 22.
22. All right. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. So the hurt one, okay. So this is divine immolation.
Okay.
Oh.
So it is tongues of fire rise from the ground in a 20-foot burst.
It's flame strike, right?
It's flame strike. It's remastered flame strike. It just... they all
always,
burn
always.
Alive.
Burn.
Okay, so here we go.
All just fail, or any crit fails?
Those were all fail, success. You had a 33 in there, right?
Yeah,
so fail, success. So let's do the fails first.
Yep, give me the full damage.
So the...
Jesus Christ, Joe.
I'm honestly, I could cry. I could cry it. I don't even want to add it up.
It's
I don't care.
Name
the lowest number you can think of, and that's what it is.
One?
24.
I just rolled 9 on 5d6.
Oh.
And then luckily on the 6th, it was a 6. So that's 15. Hate my life. I fucking hate everything
so
about
15
myself.
Fire?
15
to the fails.
Fire to the fails. And 2d6 persistent fire.
Oh, that's nice.
That's quite good.
Which is huge.
Massive.
And then obviously the success is 7 points of fire damage.
Right. But
no persistent.
But it's, whatchamacallit, it still hits its weakness. And you kill the one in the back.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Amazing. Yes. Needed that.
Awesome.
Needed
one
that.
Down, and then the one in the cell is persisting.
Yes, 2D6 and that's good.
Fire.
That's good, especially where he's stuck back there. 2d6 persistent fire. Okay, was that a 3-action?
No, that was a 2-action. And sorry, Gick, I can't help you this round, but we'll get there. I will do guidance on Buggles.
Buggles.
Doss.
Big round there for Ramius. 1 down, 2 to go. It's the one in the cell's turn. What's he going to do? Find out right after this break.
He's going to die.
I spent all night on this presentation and it still looks so boring.
Try Adobe Express. It's fast with templates and AI features for stunning presentations, flyers and socials.
Nice. Where do I start?
You can get it for free in your app store.
Adobe Express, the quick and easy create anything app. Free.
1.49 at McDonald's gets you a mini Oreo McFlurry. 1.49 on a big night out gets you...
Sorry, no trainers.
McDonald's save a menu. Actually get your money's worth. From 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary. Fees apply to delivery, subject to availability.
I've ruled out uni because I want to live at home.
I've ruled out uni because I want to earn money.
I've ruled out uni because of my grades.
Study with the Open University and there's no need to rule out anything. With our respected degrees, you can learn from home and work alongside study. We're open to all. Plus, you'll have the support of expert tutors. So rethink your future with the degree you didn't think was possible. The Open University. The future is open.
We're back. This guy's got persistent fire on him. He's on fire. He's upset about this. He is going to come out of the cell.
He comes out even though there's a corpse of a halfling there?
What does he do? Step on it? Also, I'm a gnome. Stop saying
you know, that's
I'm
a good point. He wouldn't try to share that space. So I guess he'll just go right over the body of his dead friend.
Oh, he'll share that space.
Okay.
No, he could share. I mean, we walk over dead people all the time.
It's an illusion, too.
Oh, whatever. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I'm gonna play it like he wouldn't go over that space because he can't just stampede over. I mean, he would, but whatever. And at this point, he is going to just sort of buffet Brother Ramius's mind.
Damn it.
Or attempt to, at
good
least.
Good luck.
This is the one.
I need a will save.
This is the one.
Make this.
Just do good.
No, you got it.
My fine feathers.
You got it. Pretend we're playing craps right now.
You don't want to be wasted.
Don't say that. Jeepers.
No, so bad.
Oh, what? You mean craps is a bad game?
What, you mean you lose your money in a casino? That's weird.
In 5 minutes?
Come on, Ramius.
Come on. He's so
strong of mind.
So willful.
God damn it. Never, ever, ever. 20 fail. 20 fail. Whatever it is.
Well, what is it?
It's 25.
25. You take 28 points of mental damage. Ooh. You're stupefied one and slowed one.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
Fucking fuck!
It's okay.
Fucking single digits every time it matters.
What did you roll on the die?
6.
You want to put it in jail?
It did roll around for a while, too, and was like, I saw some high numbers.
You want to put it in jail?
Yes.
You want to put the rest of those dice in jail?
Thank you, Bill and Carol, for the dice jails.
Things not getting this fucking jail.
You're all in jail.
Here's my current dice jail.
He jammed his really nice, like, crystal dice in there. You're gonna fuck them up.
Yeah.
He's so mad.
That's the end of his turn.
I won't need him anymore. I'm stupefied. I can't do anything.
I'm going to roll the flat check for the fire.
Fail.
19.
Are you serious?
I'm shooting my dick right now. God.
But he will take 2 sixes on 2d6.
Oh, that's nice. Good. Okay.
So 12 plus the max.
Could you imagine rolling out of your persistent fire the first round? You got it? No. Not as a player or a GM.
Would that ever happen
to me?
No, has never happened.
And now it is the top of round 3, and it is the last Well, I shouldn't say the last living one. There's two living, but it is still their turn. So he's got Zephyr right next to him, Ramius 10 feet away, an invisible Gick 5 feet away, and Buggles 10 feet away, and Hubert stuck in the other room. There's still difficult terrain everywhere here. I think he's just going to start laying down some pain. Now, the one in the cell is the one with the halberd, so this guy just has horns.
Horns.
Let's try to start off by imprisoning the mind of Buggles. Let's spread it around. Give me a will save.
Oh, no. Hey. I don't want this to happen. I really don't. I think I'm going to spend my bottle cap here.
Okay.
I really do not want this to happen.
I don't blame you.
Okay, that's bet. This is a will save.
Yep.
30.
30 is a success. I don't take any damage
much
whatsoever.
Better. Nice.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
I was wrong.
What?
I undersold my will save.
Why?
Because I looked at my perception for some reason, and my will bonus is higher. So I actually got a 28.
You got a 28?
Yes.
All right, so give yourself
22.
So you're no longer
have any of it.
You don't have any of it.
You need to free all those innocent dice. That's the first thing you need to do.
Set
you're free.
Free.
I like how you waited until after I told you that he was attacking Huggles.
And then you heard all other numbers.
I put on stupefied and slowed, and I was like, let me see what this does to my will save. And then I went back to it, and I was like,
yeah, I was going to say, wasn't will like your best one?
Yeah, but my perception's really good, too. And for some reason, I thought they were the same number at some point. I think it was because of the master and will that just bumped up.
All right. Well, it has one more action, and it's going to drop some horns on Zephyr.
Good luck.
I thought that was a nat 20, but it's not. It's going to be a modified 30.
Hit.
Hits with a 30. Wrong dice. This is going to be the following. 4 plus 6. 10 points of bludgeoning and 0 cold.
Nice.
Not bad. Two left. There's four of you. Buggles.
Okay. Now, Buggles, finally, he will unleash the Kulukan. This is it. Burn in the fires of the psyche. Boom.
Yes.
And this explosion of
there
fire.
There it is.
And he is going to do an ignition against the one closest to him.
Okay.
Get him.
That is... That is a 28 to hit.
28 to hit.
Okay. All right.
28 to hit.
And this is going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be real.
Getting that fire damage.
Oh. Sweet, sweet fire.
66 points of fire damage. Oh, I'm amped up. This is 66 points of fire damage.
66 points.
Dead.
And then some of fire damage.
Amazing.
He's not quite dead.
Okay. But he's in bad shape. He's burning alive. Awesome. You still have one action.
Still have one action. So with my last action, I'm going to do a Psy Burst. I'm going to take energy away from it, do cold damage, which I think won't affect him at all.
Right.
So, boom, it's sort of in vain, but it resets my ability.
It's huge.
And then I get another mote of fire.
Wum, wum, wum. Gick, you are up. You are still invisible and stupefied. And stunned.
Gick whispers to Ramius, are you doing something?
Float.
Stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
All right, I'm gonna cast something though, because I'm bored.
To hurt them.
I'm bored. Can I cast something to hurt them?
No!
You will no longer be invisible.
Why?
So fucking bored.
Why can't she play?
Why? Because you're a bard. Buff us. That doesn't make you visible.
For what it's worth,
awesome
if
us.
I buff you, my Dirge of Doom ends.
For what it's worth, also, this one in front of me is off guard.
This is why I wanted to harmonize. Now, I can't because I am stupefied.
And as soon as I fix you, you can arm me.
Right, but you didn't fix me on the last round.
It was too perfect.
But you did a good thing.
I can do...
I'll fix you.
Courageous anthem on you guys. Do you want that?
I'm saying that will not make you visible.
You want that? You want that?
Sure.
You want me to give you little buffs and stuff?
HR buffs and stuff. Keeps you going when things get rough.
You're just going to take that, Joe?
Yes. This was going to be my last round of them being frightened anyway. So Dirge of Doom will end. I'll end it early to do my Courageous Anthem with my Lingering Composition. So I'm going to roll my performance to see if I can cast Courageous Anthem.
Amazing.
16. I did it. And I will roll performance, or I meant DC check, or flat check. Now I'll roll performance.
Roll DC check.
Roll performance to see if I can, lingering composition is what I was trying to say.
Mm.
All right, so that's going to be normal success. Three rounds, everybody gets
plus one to hit and damage.
Attack, damage, and saves against fear effects.
Nice.
Awesome.
Nice.
Radical.
And I'm still invisible. Second action while invisible, guidance. And I'll cast that on Brother Rimu.
He needs it.
He needs it.
Move. I do.
Zephyr, can you kill this
That's
one
paying it
in
forward.
Front
It'll
of
go
you?
Right back to help.
Yeah, I bet I can.
Okay.
Three deception check. That's going to be such a big number. Oh, God, it's like 35.
35?
Yes. What is it, though? What is it?
35.
What is it? Nice. Like 35?
It's 35.
It's off guard.
Sweet. So now you're off guard against both instead of that first one because you hit me. First roll is gonna be a 35.
Ooh.
Off guard.
Critical hit.
Nice. There you go.
Critical second roll.
Hit, double damage.
Oh, God. It's gonna be a 35 again.
Wow.
Double the crit.
Wow.
Amazing.
Crit.
So crit salad.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, 24 points of damage for the first one.
Any of that fire?
And then 6 points of fire 12. Damage. 12 points 12. Of fire damage doubled.
Okay. So what is it? 24? That's
24
the doubled.
Regular.
24 doubled. And then 12
fire.
No.
Well, 24 has already 24 been doubled. Right. Been doubled.
You kill it on the first.
Yes! Nice! And she hits it again just for fun.
Punching a corpse.
I don't think I can
a
stop it.
A corpse of a corpse.
That's for faking killing my friend. So these, it's still rough terrain.
Yes.
Whatever.
Difficult terrain.
Rough terrain.
Yes, it's rough terrain in the remaster.
This terrain is rough.
Oh, the hard terrain.
Really, why'd they have to change that?
Rough terrain.
Watsy owns the word
well,
difficult.
Perhaps it's an excess of caution from our attorneys, but we feel that this is the way to go.
We call it hard walk.
Hard walking.
Hard walking.
Right. I approach the last
hard
one.
Hard walking.
I can't do flurry of blows again because I've already done it this round, but I'm going to try to hit.
Okay, and you had the movement to get over there?
Yeah, I have 40 feet of movement.
Okay, well, you're good.
Sprightly.
The last one's going to be 21 to hit. I'm assuming that
miss. Miss.
Nice.
No, hell of a round.
Up in its face.
Hell of a round. Brother Ramius.
Oh, he's going to call down the blessings of the Keeper.
And touch Kick's little gnomish head.
Hey.
Free her mind of the shackles.
Free her mind.
I like to think,
stupidity.
I like to think that you accidentally graze something inappropriate as she is.
That your shoulder.
I meant to touch your head.
Your shoulder. No.
Meant to touch your head.
All right. He is going
Please
to use guidance. And this would be against the DC of the original effect.
Why bother? No. It's gonna hurt me.
That's a natural two. So.
There you Can you go. Do it again?
No, it is two actions. So it was 24, which I assume is a failure against the original DC of the will save.
It is.
So yeah, I had a plus 22 to help you out there.
Wow.
Jesus. And with guidance.
And yeah. with guidance.
Yeah.
Plus 23.
Embarrassing.
Well, that was with plus 22 with okay, guidance. And then...
Poop.
I was hovering over to unclick it on my sheet.
What
and
a poop
I
roll.
Just can't do that.
Yeah, I'm kind of out of it. I'm out of options now. I will attempt to aid Zephyr by distracting this creature.
Ooh. Mm. All right. Well, it is the one remaining creature's turn. First action is going to raise those shards of black frost again. So the difficult terrain that was there goes away and is replaced by this. Thereby just kind of replacing it almost exactly. Except it's not going to hurt any of its friends or itself. Everybody give me a reflex save as these shards of black ice just come up from underneath you. You're due for some critical failures here, starting with Brother Ramius.
31.
31?
35.
Success.
Do I have to roll it?
Yeah.
21?
Fail.
25?
Fail. All right,
do
so.
I have
to roll it?
I'm invisible.
Can you skip me?
Maybe they don't hit me. I'm invisible.
All right, so let's talk piercing damage. 9 points of piercing to my fails, 4 points of piercing to my successes, and 11 points of cold to Gick and Buggles, 5 points of cold to Ramius.
Okay. What is your cold resistance?
10.
Wow, that is amazing.
I know, it's so helpful.
Just every buff in the book.
Oh, yeah.
With its final action, it will... this one has the halberd. Let's get a little...
What's a halberd?
Halberd is a... It's a pole axe.
It's a long like a pole long. With an axe, kind of an axe blade at the end.
I thought you played Wingspan.
What?
Here it comes. We're having a good time.
Bird.
Good time with our good time friends. Here comes the attack.
I don't think that's right, Dave.
39.
Oh, no.
Are you taking no map from the
no map.
The spell?
One's an ability. Let me make sure it doesn't have the attack trait. It does not.
My AC is 29.
I thought that natty 19
would
do well.
Don't you get a debuff for hitting right in front of me with this long, long thing?
I do not.
Maybe? No?
Not.
That's crazy. Not.
However, it will be a ton of damage
unless
I roll poorly.
Maybe Zephyr should get a plus one to AC. Because this thing with a halberd is definitely a fear effect.
What?
All right. She's definitely very scared of this giant halberd cutting down at her.
I think it should count.
There's gonna be a lot of damage.
We'll call it a regular.
I can roll poorly. I can roll poorly. I don't often do that though.
I bet you it's not gonna be bad.
Okay. Right down Main Street. 40 points of piercing damage.
I don't want to take it, but that's fine.
Oh man, he just reaches back and just
skewers you with a bird. Round four. It is Buggle's turn. One of these Black Frost Prophets left.
Black Frost Prophets. All right, so Buggles, I think I have to move myself through hard terrain to get to it.
Walk hard.
Through hard.
I gotta walk hard.
Walk hard.
Walk hard. And so what the Kula Khan is going to do...
I've never seen Walker, but I've seen the scene with Tim Meadows.
Oh, my God. It is a great... We were just talking about it before the show. It is a phenomenal movie.
You were just before this episode talking about Walk Hard?
Yeah, we were.
The Dewey Cox story?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why were we... We were talking about
it. You don't remember? We were literally talking about
no.
it.
No.
They were quoting it back
and
forth.
Yeah, we were quoting it.
You don't want any of this.
Yeah, you don't want...
You don't want any of this,
Oh, because they're saying it... I think CJ was saying, like, it ruined musical biopics.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just, like, it called out, like, all the tropes and everything.
God, it was it's so funny.
Wonderful. If you haven't seen it, go see it. It's fucking awesome. Okay, so I'm going to pop. I'm going to do a fiery ignition.
Fiery. Oh, man. Get it. Get it.
Okay, and how long does guidance last for one round? Or it lasts for...
One round.
One round. Okay, so I don't have that. Okay, let me... And I have the additional thing to that. Okay, so that is... 29. 29 to hit.
29 hits.
Okay. Awesome. All right. And that is range.
It's a big one. You need to start chipping away because everybody's going to get a shot at this guy before he goes again.
That is 60 points of damage.
Ooh.
Wow.
Fire. Okay. So
dead.
Lifting the veil, that's 70 points. And that was like the first time he was really hit.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, boom, the Kula Khan vacates and I'm left stupefied.
Kula Khan vacates. Left stupefied.
Stupefied.
Gick, muck.
Yeah. I'll still hold off on doing anything hostile, hoping that Brother Ramu can help me out on the next turn.
How great is Foundry, by the way, where if you click...
I'm not going to help you on the next turn.
You click...
Because at this point, we're trying to burn him down before he goes.
Click on Ramius, Zephyr, or Buggles, and they just see a
so
blot.
If you want to attack him, feel free, because we're just going to try to...
Okay.
Outpace him.
I'll do my best. I am
or
so dumb.
Me.
Do my best.
I'm or help
so
me.
Dumb. I was going to cast Haste on you to give you an extra hit.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like, because we're at the end.
I did my
save that.
Best, but I guess my best wasn't good.
Also, I thought you were going to cast like an attack cantrip or something. Like if
I can.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can lose the spell. So like use a cantrip where you don't have to risk losing something juicy.
Yeah. Okay.
Or do what you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Sing us a song.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to help.
Sing us like, a song.
I don't want you to get frustrated when this thing's dead before she ever uses her haste.
Yeah, I'm going to move. Is it still difficult?
Yeah.
Whose novel is that on the table?
Oh, this was a gift. This is an old-timey book of old-timey baseball stories.
Oh, fun.
I received this from Mike Munsey. Really cool. It's like a fireside baseball book from the early 1950s.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's like, what is that?
It's thick. It's a tome.
Yuck.
I'm going to move up to Zephyr. I'm still invisible. I'm gonna high-five Zephyr's hand as she has it at her side.
Oops.
Oh, she can see me. I high-five her hand. Okay. I'm going to, because I can't do anything really from where... Oh, I know what I'm going to do.
Don't forget you're slowed.
I know that.
One.
I am going
slowed
to...
Slowed one.
You have the slowed one.
She's just still invisible. She's just going to go like this. And rip a stone out of the wall. And then I'm just going to hit this guy with the stone. Telekinetic projectile.
Just ripping a stone.
That's
right,
so
out
badass.
Of this ancient structure. Yes,
he's
and
so
she becomes
mad.
Visible as she does it.
Yeah, like, as it starts to hit his face, I like slowly become visible.
Okay.
Oh my God, and that's the guy that thought he killed
Oh, that thought.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Thought. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
She's alive.
Yeah, she oh says, God. Surprise, bitch.
So, flat first.
Because it's a spell. You're so right.
And
yeah.
Hey, all right.
All right, now it's a ranged attack.
Okay, guaranteed to be a hit.
Oh! That looks like big math. It's a big math face.
36.
Whoa.
Oh?
36 is a hit.
Yeah. Could we say
that the rock was on fire?
No, that it's off guard because she was invisible when
yeah,
she began the attack.
Actually, yes.
Could we argue for that?
Yes. You don't have to argue for
is
that.
That real?
Is how
that's
the game works.
How it
that
works.
Is?
And that would make that a critical
yeah.
hit.
Yes!
Okay.
Kick buck, kick buck, kick buck.
All right, I gotta do this online. I just double what I roll, but let me roll because it's so many dice.
Just double what I roll.
Okay.
But let me roll.
Yeah, because it's so many
times. It's best not to ask too many questions.
Okay.
I don't want to know.
I know how it is. Like, you just have to keep talking while your brain catches up to what's going on.
52 points of bludgeoning damage.
Wow.
That's crazy.
A whole wall falls down.
52 points. I pull out a full
a whole
block.
Chunk of
yeah, like a whole door.
Just capsized. I mean, dude's on his last legs. Zephyr, can you finish him off?
Yeah, I can.
He can.
One fiery strike might be enough.
Deception check.
Okay.
That's going to be... Ooh. Oh! 30.
30 makes it exactly.
Awesome. You're off guard to both my
what
attacks.
What is that against? Your
perception DC.
Fuck.
Which is a 30.
Oh, God. It's just 39 for the first one.
Wow. Okay. Another just roll the damage.
Two for the second one.
And you kill it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Keep going.
Yes.
Keep going.
Keep rolling damage.
Punch him into the ground. Okay.
I'm not done yet.
You get on top of like a gorilla.
I gotta finish my actions.
Smash.
Stop. He's already dead.
I mean, your choice of getting cold resistance and taking flame wrap hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paying
that is,
off.
That's yep. Clutch, man.
Yes.
Taking dividends. Those
flame wrap hand things off that dead body. Or no, wait. Did
no,
I?
You took the dagger.
It was a dagger.
Yeah.
Whatever these things were, whatever their purpose was in this temple, they have been vanquished. Were they previous inhabitants? Evidently, Einamoran is the last Salmon Carr. Were they raised up to be protectors? You don't know. You search the...
Their dorm rooms.
Their dorm rooms and don't find anything of interest.
Anything but Pink Floyd posters.
Okay. That's a fun tactic to save 10 minutes.
I'm limping around.
I just say that.
Oh, come here, Zephyr.
What? Oh, no, I'm fine. I can walk it off.
No. We bended you up.
Okay. She's a little nervous.
Don't know
nervous.
What could be around the next corner.
She saw you try to help Gick with the stupefied.
Don't talk!
Don't let
You're
him.
Distracting me.
She's a little
and he's
nervous.
Ripping out bandages. And then he pulls out just like a scalpel.
Oh, God.
And he goes at your leg. 33 is going to be a critical success.
Oh, nice.
Oh, God.
There you go.
Phenomenal.
She was just stabbed, so she's like, oh.
All right, I'm going to take off slowed and stupefied. A minute passes while you do that.
Okay.
I feel better now. I felt so bad before, but now I'm smart again.
Yeah, it was going to wear itself off.
Buggles, you lose your stupefied as well.
Yeah.
I'm also hurt, Ramius, and Gick is going to limp back over.
Okay. he'll just heal everybody with treating wounds, like, for an hour or so. Is that doable, or do I need to roll each one of these carefully and track every 10 minutes?
Well, because you could hurt them, right? I don't need to do it all on air, but you can't hurt them?
No, because I have assurance, you have assurance now in medicine.
Okay. Yeah, you just tell me how long it's going to take. I will say, you know, before that happens, Hubert says, "Oi! Oi! Something's going on out here."
What?
You hear the talking?
Hubert, you're behind the door.
I'm out here in the first room you walked into.
What?
Go over here. Something's not right. Did you hear that?
Where are you?
I'm up here. Look, right here on the map. Am I invisible?
No, all I right. see him. Wait, did we have some sort of encounter here?
Not
no.
here.
The sled, we didn't Locked hear a voice in. Or something? No? Okay.
No, he said he heard a voice. I think you had a memory came back to you.
You're so like, it was just a memory. So, yeah. It wasn't like, okay.
He's like, oh, something.
Where did you hear the voice from, you?
Deeper in the room.
Which direction?
Near those spidey webs.
Oh, back by the wall. We looked back there.
So you went up and looked at what it was?
No. I just, when those things fell, I heard a whisper coming from there. You didn't hear it?
What did it sound like?
Can we do a perception just right now?
Yeah, sure.
What did it sound like, Hubert?
It sounded like an old friend.
32.
Old friend.
Yes. With an old friend calling me home.
25.
Did you hear any words you could make out?
No. Sounded to be a language nice. I didn't quite understand. Clicks and whistles.
Clicks and whistles.
But made sense to me.
It was calling you home. Don't go to it, Hubert. Wait here.
That's why I'm waiting here and I called you.
Ramius listens super closely. He got a 37.
Listen, and you hear like a sound of wind whistling through a sound you've heard now throughout your entire adventure here on the high ice. Wind that sometimes sounds like voices. You wait, and you don't hear anything like what he's describing, but he is an idiot. You see this like swath of black frost caking a 15-foot wide archway in the back with strands of these like black looking spider webs that may very well be like crystalline black frost blocking something further in. It's partially obscuring this like trapezoidal alcove beyond. And you can see beyond that, there is like an ice floor beyond the little alcove. That's where I heard the sounds. You don't hear it?
Not right now, but there's something through there. I can see. You see that, Gick? The ice floor beyond.
Yeah.
Perhaps they're hiding something, but I don't want to approach too closely.
Well, you
before
can't.
We're healed.
Ramius, you can't touch any of that.
What are you talking about?
You're not immune to
Black You're not immune Frost, to Black Frost anymore.
Yes, I am. I'm re-immune.
Touch it right now.
Fine, fuck you.
I'll show you. No, I'm re-immune, right? It was like for a time.
Yeah, it was for, I think it was 24 hours.
Okay.
And did that pass? Yeah, that passed. We slept in the
you
tent.
You rested.
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you were actually re-immune or you were like,
I had this
I
memory.
Feel better.
No, we had this memory. I thought that I was back. But before we examine it, I feel like we should heal.
Yeah.
Please. Let's keep an eye on it.
So we're going to take some time. Like right by this sledge, just trying to be quiet, but he'll treat wounds on everybody, and it'll take a little time.
Okay.
So trying to save spells, he treats wounds, and I rolled it real fast, and it takes an hour and a half.
Okay.
With a couple failures in there, but no fumbles. Nobody got hurt.
Okay, cool. All right, so you're all back to full. You've used some spells, you've used some abilities, you have no lingering conditions, though, you've waited that time out as well, and Hubert is pointing you in the direction of this space where he said he heard some voices. You do see this very deep, dark black frost here that gives you pause, even though you know you've been immune to it thus far, but these webs are obscuring something beyond.
Can we light the black frost on fire?
Or the webs?
Yeah, the web.
Yeah, I tried to do that just with ignition, just like pop, 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 to see if I can burn it.
All right, so you burn it away, and it just like crackles to reveal this
little space beyond, but now you see a little bit better. Beyond the alcove, there is just like an ice floor that extends, it looks like infinitely.
Regular ice or like black ice?
Yeah, like a black ice.
All right, let's put on our chains and our tires before we go in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Buggles is drawn to it, and perhaps a force within him drives him further, so he just starts walking towards it.
So Buggles, you walk up, and you see this, like, transparent black ice is like concealing a shaft, seems to go down into the ground infinitely. You see no bottom, no light or anything down there. Give me a perception check.
Under the ice we see this.
Yeah, it's like beyond the alcove is just this flat giant hexagon that goes outward, and below it is like just a shaft going down.
20.
Yeah, because you don't really know what's going on here. You see no footprints or anything leading onto it, so you're not sure if it's safe to walk on or anything. You could step up onto it, but you're not sure what it's...
I actually am going to step up onto it.
Oh.
Okay, Buggles, you step up onto this endless blackness, and you're just... It looks like you're floating in midair. What do the rest of you do?
Buggles?
I want to do a perception check.
Yeah, perception.
Before trying to follow him.
This doesn't seem safe. I rolled a natural 1 on my perception, so I think it looks fine. I'm going to walk out there.
Yeah, Buggles just like...
I also think it looks fine.
He stands out there, and he just turns around with his arms at his side, and he just like looks back with this blank look on his face, standing on this vast sheet of black ice.
Yeah, you see whoosh, shaft going straight down. You're standing on this black ice, and this is where Hubert heard voices. You don't hear any voices.
Ramius will step out there. He said that the voices were in time with the falling of the Yeti guards, right? Or whatever they were, the prophets.
Calling him home.
Yeah, calling him home. We had a similar thing with the crevasse, right? Like, it was calling us home.
Yes.
Down far below.
Were we getting
below
a voice from the snowdrift with the dwarf, like, buried in it?
Yeah, there was another voice. What was that? There, yeah. Anyway, he...
What do you see out there?
Ramius will slowly try to walk out toward Buggles. Be like, what's down there, Buggles? What's down there? Well, I'll roll a perception. That is a 34. I'm sorry, no, it's not. It's a 32.
32. As you're examining this sort of non-existent platform above the shaft, you do see below where you're standing, like along the walls of the shaft, it's like scrape marks. Scrape marks going around the circumference of this seemingly endless platform. I shouldn't even say endless. Like, you see the walls of the temple, the outer walls of the temple. There's no other way in besides this trapezoidal chamber. But there are scrape marks around it that gives the impression that this platform can move down.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
It's like a great lift, an elevator of some kind. It is. Something must trigger it.
But look. And he's just like looking down into the center of it, into the blackness. It's like, there is nothing. Isn't it magnificent?
I'm sure there's something, Buggles. And I'm sure it is anything but magnificent. I'm sure it is quite...
terrifying.
Terrifying.
We must find a way down.
Well, hold on. I don't know if we should go down yet.
Well, why not?
Why?
This is where Asoyo is it not? This is who we must destroy, is it not?
We're ready.
Right.
What's your hesitation?
Everything?
Oh.
What
you
if
mean that we're all going to die?
What if it just controls us again? What if it makes me hurt one of you? What if it makes you hurt me? What do we do?
It would have already done that, right? We've already broken free of its hold. We will not make the same mistake twice. I have to trust my mind in that.
Okay.
Remius is going to start walking the perimeter, seeing if he can. There's a control anywhere, or any evidence of a mechanism anywhere.
Walk. Yeah, it takes a while to get around. It's
walk the other direction.
Large chamber. You guys meet at the other side.
Did you see anything?
You see nothing.
And I walk right out into the center. Just like staring down.
Such a freaky feeling. Yeah, you stand. You're standing on nothing.
Yeah.
The sheer thing that you're standing on is
kind of enamored of this feeling of just like standing, hovering in nothingness, with the cold at his feet.
Maybe if we try to remember how it works.
Yes, perhaps there is a command or something.
Well, should we walk up? Did you guys walk up the stairs? Back in the original room, should we walk up the stairs?
We haven't gone up the stairs yet.
Maybe there's a way to access something from there.
Yeah, I mean, I like Zephyr's idea. Can we try to make a roll?
Remember?
Can we remember how this works?
Yeah, roll a... Arcana to identify magic or something? Because you've never read anything that told you about an elevator or anything like that.
No, we're trying to like...
We're trying to see if we were here before how it worked. But safe to say that's probably not an option. But I'll roll it anyway.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
You know, 33. Arcana.
You... I've had so many of your memories come back since the missing moment, and they seem to still be buffeting you the closer you get back to ground zero here, where you evidently dragged a salmon car. You're having these faint recollections of something being spoken.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
To activate this... You know, magical lift.
Yeah, like a command word.
Yeah.
But
you remember just like boring thousands of feet into the ground.
That's like
a
command
word. You have no memory of anything beyond that.
It's a command word, something that must be said. Osoyo, perhaps Salmon Ka.
What is the name of the... It's the temple of what? First and last temple of Agamemnon?
Akakaru. Agamemnon.
He says, Akakaru.
And he'll just start saying stuff out loud. Trying to find trigger keywords. And if nothing works for a bit,
I just start saying, like, sort of quietly, just saying the word down in all the languages I know.
Oh.
And, you know, bring me home, or with this Black Frost Prophet.
Soyo.
Cheese stick.
Cheese stick.
This goes on for a while and nothing seems to be triggering.
All right. Whatever's going on. Perhaps there's something upstairs that would give us a clue as to what must be said. Let's try that.
Buggles. Let's go back out to the stairs.
I don't wish to leave.
I know, but if you wish to go below, we're going to have to find this command word. It must be listed somewhere in the temple, perhaps scratched on a wall or... Perhaps we can find a creature and convince him to speak.
Gik comes back in, fans out to the right. Gik, you see that the winding temple here continues going up around to the left, but there's also a passageway to the right, stairs leading down to a single door. From where you're standing, you also see the passageway winding around and up. There is another door to the right.
Oh man, there's so many doors. Doors.
And now that you've entered that final turn there, you see there's a third door. So you see a door to your right, down a short staircase, another door around the corner to the right, and then another door at the far end.
Let's just kick this one open, right? Let's just
kick down the dough.
I open this door.
Shkunk. You open the door.
What the fuck is this?
Another room of
crap.
Death.
Another giant...
Oh my god. If this is an infirmary.
What the?
That's horrifying.
There are pillars supporting a 50-foot high ceiling here, cavernous chamber. There are two large tables, stone tables covered with ancient-looking tools sitting in the middle of the room. And the two outer walls are filled with large alcoves,
each of which contained a chair made out of hide and bone and a small stone work table. One corner, right near where you're looking in, features something that almost looks like a forge, except it's made entirely of ice.
What the...
I think they are crafting with black frost, right? Perhaps finding out how to harden it, shape it.
Make it into a weapon?
Yeah, that's why I was worried it was an infirmary, because the first thing I saw were like, it was like a big saw.
Bone
and
saw.
Like tongs. I thought, I was like, are those giant dentist tongs?
Bone saw.
But yeah, you see there's a bunch of hammers. It could be a smithy, yeah.
Let's leave.
Yeah.
I'm gonna walk deeper in.
I'm gonna light the forge.
Buckles, you go over to this forge made out of ice and really like nothing you've ever seen before. Give me an arcana check.
26.
Okay. This is a very loaded magical item known as an ice forge. It takes three actions to activate, and you basically, if you had it in your possession, you toss it onto the ground. It can be like shrunk, and then you toss it on the ground, expands in size, turning into a fully functional forge that appears to be made of solid ice. Once expanded, it's 10 feet square, 10 feet high. While the forge itself is cold to the touch, it won't melt in higher temperatures, nor will it cause harm to someone who remains in contact with the chill surface for an extended period of time. It can be used to work metal as a normal forge, although fuel must be provided. The heat created by its use does no harm to the ice forge, nor does it transmit to the surface it sits upon, making an ice forge an ideal solution for those who seek to use forges in an area where open flame or smoke would be dangerous. You can return the ice forge to its handheld anvil form by spending a single action to issue a verbal command. Doing so immediately snuffs out any fire within the forge and leaves behind unused material or ashes. Once deactivated, the forge can't be activated again for 4 hours. It takes a minute to activate, but you basically could make shit here.
Yeah, I do look at it. It's like an idea of what it is, searching my memory, and I says, shrink, and I shrink it and grab it.
So you've got a forge.
Yeah. In your pocket. So cool.
4 hours from now, you could use it again.
Yeah, okay. I put it in my little pouch at my side.
You have all the cool stuff, like the onyx dog, like everything that shrinks, and then you just throw it back into the world, all these like talisman things. So
yeah, cool.
Just because I don't want to penalize you for not taking the time to explore more, but there is a magical eyepiece laying on one of the stone tables near the forge.
Okay.
You
want to take it?
He said it was near the forge. I wasn't over there.
I mean...
I'll go...
No, it's on the table. Oh, by the forge.
Are you talking about right by where Buggles is, or like by the tools? Yeah. All right, so seeing that thing squish up, be like, marvelous trick, Buggles. Wait.
Actually, this is just on one of the tables, isn't it?
Wait,
it's just so often you guys are like, let's go to the next room, and you always miss this stuff. So.
No, I was just walking deeper in.
Yeah. All right, so you see, but you know what you don't do is you always forget to like just detect magic all the time, so I don't
want. Right, I do.
But there's a magical eyepiece sitting out on one of the central tables.
An eyepiece? What is this? I will roll a recall knowledge on it. What would you like? Arcana.
Mm-hmm.
19.
I do 25.
25, right. So Buggles.
Buggles, I don't know what this would be for. Probably something with smithing, but I can't figure it out.
It is a known as a crafter's eyepiece. In fact, it's a grater's crafter's eyepiece. It's a rugged metal eyepiece etched with square patterns is designed to be worn over a single eye. Twisting the lens reveals a faint three-dimensional outline of an item you plan to build or repair, with helpful labels on the component parts. You gain a, in the sense of greater, +2 item bonus to crafting checks. When you repair an item, increase the hit points restored to 10, +10 per proficiency rank, or 15, +15 per proficiency rank on a critical success. And with this eyepiece, you can activate the Ice Forge up to 3 times per day.
Oh, cool.
As opposed to...
I think, does it also allow us to cast the creation spell to conjure a temporary object?
Activate prototype 1 minute, frequency once per day. You calibrate the eyepiece to have it cast a fifth rank creation spell over the course of 1 minute to construct a temporary item. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Cool.
We need a temporary tool.
It's a maker bot.
So yeah, there's a forge here. You now have access to a magical forge and an eyepiece, which will make creating things a little bit easier.
It's cool.
Cool.
That's the only thing that seems to be of interest in this room.
Gick backs out of the room.
All right. Remus will follow Gick.
Move along.
Zephyr
kicks it open.
Right, Zephyr walks up to the next door and kicks it open. Mm-hmm. I will reveal the room to begin with.
Oh.
You see a wedge-shaped room, and the ceiling of the room angles steeply to a height, yet again, of about 50 feet, supported not only by four stone pillars, but four floor-to-ceiling shelves that you can tell at one point once carried a vast array of books, scrolls, tablets, but now only fragments of a once great library remain. Between the shelves, there are detailed murals adorning the walls, depicting Salman Carr performing all manner of religious practices. At first glance, it looks like there might be a story being told, but in the middle of the room, there's an odd pentagonal table made of gray metal, unusual tools, scraps of leather, bits of parchment, and fragments of paper are scattered across its surface. But when Zephyr kicks the door open, you take that in as quickly as you can, because your eyes are all drawn to two very strange inhabitants in the room who seem to be busying themselves at the table. They are these conical, sort of like floating creatures that have long tentacles that sort of spread out at the end with tendrils. And their head, or what you think is a head, is almost very lamprey-like. It's sort of open like a star with eyes all around it. And their arms are all busy, like grabbing things off the shelves and bringing them to the table. And as you open the door, you see two of them that look like that.
Oh.
And they just look at you. Whoa. And go... And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, I was going to say, they seem like Cthulian. Like, that's
typical
crazy
thing to see when you open a door.
Sounds like a friend noise to me.
It does. Wow.
Yeah. Very friendly, yeah.
Time for diplomacy.
We hug.
It's time to make your membership official. Start your 30-day free trial today and become an official member of The Niche at jointhenaish.com with the promo code GCN30. That's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 to gain access to exclusive podcasts, ad-free episodes, and content you can't find anywhere else. Once again, it's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 at signup to get your first 30 days for free. Tell your friends, come join yourself and see what everybody's talking about when you join the Niche today.
Does music really have the power to heal? How can you instantly be more persuasive? What would the world be like if there were no bugs? These are the kind of topics we explore in every episode of my podcast called Something You Should Know. My name is Mike Carruthers, and what we do on Something You Should Know is we find leading experts and curate topics that will impact your life, satisfy your curiosity, or simply fascinate you, maybe all of the above. Out of all the millions of podcasts in the universe, Something You Should Know is usually ranked in the top 200 of all podcasts on Apple. A lot of people like Something You Should Know, and I'm willing to bet you will too. We deliver 3 episodes a week and have a catalog of over 1,000 shows for you to listen to. Give a listen to Something You Should Know, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ticklish business any way you look at it. Come on, we'll stick together.
Love movies? Love classic movies? So do we. Ticklish Business is the podcast where classic film is discussed in modern times. Hosted by me, film journalist Kristen Lopez, and my co-host, author Emily Edwards, we dive into the golden age of cinema with fun, heart, and serious expertise. As published film historians and lifelong classic movie buffs, we bring insider insights, deep research, and lively debates with a variety of special guests, ranging from celebrities like Holly Madison to TCM luminaries Dave Karger and Eddie Muller, and even family members of old Hollywood legends. Subscribe now to Ticklish Business on your favorite podcast app, and let's talk about old Hollywood today.